it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What you got?
I got nothing. Well, that's a problem.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dallas.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
How are you guys? They're fired up. You can't tell? So good.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
I mean, Football Friday, right? Dodgers are in town.
Man. Valkyrie Sunday at 10.
Valkyries are in the playoffs. And I only have one kid left who doesn't drive.
Oh, congrats,
congrats. Yeah, we got another one.
Yep.
DJ Khaled.
Off the pond, yeah.
Car insurance on the rise at Willard's house.
You know what I learned recently is that when you're covering 78 cars, it doesn't cost that much to add another.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're kind of doing a bulk discount situation.
There you go.
Wow, congrats.
It's not that bad.
Speaking of which, Dibs, I got my renewal for my insurance. They'll remain nameless. Went up $200. I raised hell out of renewal. Mr. Johnson, you got 2 points. Win! Two speeding tickets.
Yeah,
I go, we're done. This thing ain't going up $200. $100 a point.
Yep.
$200 a month, right?
Yeah.
That's,
I can't tell you what. Soon as I get off here, I got to go fix that.
Dude, I got into a...
Chief Insurance, 20-minute
conversation with them one time. They're like, because of the accident that you had last year. I go, we weren't in an accident. What are you talking about? I go through this whole thing. I'm like, I did not get into an accident. Come to realize, I completely forgot we were in Tahoe, and it was windy, and my son opened the back door, and it flew into the car next to him. And the guy happened to be sitting in the car.
Oh, boy.
Right? And I'm like, oh, I didn't count that in my head as an accident. Like, I didn't drive into anything. Insurance.
Whoop. Oh, man.
Through the roof.
So yeah, what I did have is I fought one of the tickets. The cop didn't show. So they were like, that doesn't count. So I got to get that paperwork. But I got 1 point. But boy.
Yeah, they're going to get you.
They'll get you.
And, you know, for me, I just got life insurance recently.
My man.
You know, I got a 3-year-old and I'm a little bit of a grandpa daddy. Shout out Grandpa Daddy who
How
stole my name.
Is that?
Gets by you,
it's more expensive when they start to comb through your history.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, 17 years ago, you got this prescription. And, you know, we're afraid you might eventually become addicted. So we're going to go ahead and triple what we were going to charge you before.
But no physical, huh? You didn't have to go do a physical?
No. But you give them the full history and they're like, ooh, you've got that?
Ooh. You have had all the surgeries.
I've had a lot.
You've had all the surgeries. So
I have, yeah.
That's the way it goes.
And, you know, when you're 57 and you're trying to get life insurance, and for those of you out there who are thinking about it, do it early. Because, you know, start early and your premium won't change.
Yes.
And,
all right.
You know, you go ahead and yak in for a 30 or 40 year whatever. And
it's like signing an elite player in the NFL. Do it early.
Yeah.
It ain't going to go down.
Well, and it's not going to be a problem if you sign Micah Parsons, who is out there playing like and Stein,
but are we crowning them,
Dibs? You remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Of course.
What was the character's name? It was Forrest Whitaker who played.
He was incredible.
And I'm trying to remember the character's
linebacker.
Name. Yeah, he was the everything. And
throwing
guys
left
Spicoli
and right.
Spicoli busted up his car on
but
purpose.
But we can fix it.
Well, they crashed his car, and
My
then they busted
tools.
It up, and they spray painted him.
AI is telling me it was Charles Jefferson.
That's
exactly right. Yep, score one for AI.
CJ.
That is what, like, Micah Parsons looked like last night. Micah Parsons was double team, triple team, whatever team, I'm getting through, and I'm going to grab Jaden Daniels.
Man.
I'm going to grab him.
I can't hate on that, but I'll say this, Willard.
Oh, sorry, Goo, I forgot.
No, I'm just saying, I'm being real. Talk to me at the second half of the season when he wears down, and then the playoffs when they specifically designed that let's run at Willard's ass, and then we'll revisit this. But he's in a better situation. Emotionally, he looks more invested, but because you got traded, your feelings are hurt, I get it. So I won't hate, but I'm not going to say Green Bay's the best team after 2 weeks. Even if they are, team, it doesn't mean nothing.
No, they've had the best start.
Oh.
We'll just give them that. That's a hell of a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Like you, Detroit.
DMG shocked me with that one.
Detroit and Washington both came to town, and you beat both of them down. Like you outplayed both of them significantly.
Now, two good teams.
They haven't left home yet, And it's week two.
Yeah.
But yeah, good start. Real good start.
Stoney and I had a good start today.
How'd you finish? He was liking it early.
Well, I was just disliking it early.
What's wrong?
We did our first crossover of the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I got in the car at 9:50 and, you know, Safeway, I'll see you in the aisles.
Always.
They have a $5 manager special for flowers every Friday.
At least
our Safeway does. So yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my lovely wife's supper some flowers.
That's so nice.
So I get in the car and I'm like, oh, crossover. We've got Spadoni and we've got Lubman and Steiny and Goo. And within 14 seconds, I'm catching strays.
Oh, what happened?
Not by me.
What happened? I don't even know. I didn't hear this.
Steiny?
What happened?
Well, I'm trying to get my what's bugging you down for 10 minutes.
Are you being evasive?
Write it down to remember?
Are you being evasive?
No, he's trying to yak in on what's bugging him.
But are you at the age where you got to write it down to remember?
This is not really what's bugging me, but what happened was he was being an agitator, and then he said, oh, I'm just trying to do my inner Dan Dibley here.
Yeah, he did. And we immediately got a text with the ear. I'm
catching
listening.
Strays.
Yeah. I don't mind burning down the whole building. There was a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk. There was disappointment. When we had our fan, and maybe this has gotten back to you, maybe not.
Where's he going?
But if it hasn't gotten back to you, call me the snitch. I don't care. I'm ready to raise the roof.
Yeah, I've already talked about it with the people involved.
Okay.
And
I don't know what happened.
Either do I will.
The draft didn't go off well for whatever reason.
Right. And what happened was, I came on when we did our fantasy draft. Oh. I came on with the third pick, and my piece of the live draft was
still on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's still on that.
No, like,
he brought it up.
I'm with Willard. I'm disappointed.
Good Lord, I brought it up.
They brought it up again this morning on their show. So then I just, I'm trying to be dibbly. You know,
so I had no idea.
I'm trying to move on. Like, just, okay, guys, just let's.
So when you have a moment, and in my case, that was a bad moment, you try to make amends. So you reach out to the people whom you may have been offending or affronting, and you reach out and you apologize, and either they accept it or they don't, and that becomes something that you have to live with. Either you're somebody who is willing to forgive and forget, or forgive and not forget, or neither forgive nor forget. So I reached out to the people involved, and I tried like heck to make it good.
My man.
And then you turn the page.
Gotcha.
And so here we are. I'm catching strays on a Friday morning.
Here we are at the real crossover.
Yeah.
Be careful in life when you try to copy the viral sensation that's already happening in the world. Just be careful. And congratulations on having now two crossovers. We did that for a while.
We started at 9:45.
Yeah, we did that for a long time.
Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah. You guys were great. You bought that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, really
you're
good. Welcome. It was a great idea.
Yeah. Boy,
who knew we'd turn into an extra 48 minutes?
Congrats on your raise.
Yeah.
If I stay here another year, I'll lose more money on the. Okay.
All right.
Let's do. It's 5 minutes. I got to.
5 minutes. Okay. You're counting down to the legal.
But he had to write it down.
What's bugging him?
No, because I would have forgotten. Now I know. We don't have to do it now. Giants Dodgers.
I said this the other day, and I don't know if I ran it by you guys.
Tell us.
I'm excited.
You should be.
I hear a lot of people, a lot of people around town are talking about it again, but the Giants as a franchise feel very much. Have you ever gotten in bed on a Friday night? You're just tired that particular week, you put your comfy clothes on, put your comfy shorts on, you get in bed, and then your friends call you at about 9:30, and they're like, we're going out.
Man.
And that's what this feels like. We already went to bed, Giants. We put our slippers on, and now you're asking us to go out again, and we will, but it's hard.
That's a hell of an analogy. It takes a lot of energy to get back up for this
and kind of believe it, but geez, a game and a half. And they're right there.
But see, that's where I got to stop. I'm Mr. Partier, and I want to be invited, and I want to invite you. But Dibs, I said this all show, and I've been saying it all week. Norm, if you're listening, that's my dad. Willard, I'm not being Debbie Downer. I understand it's 1.5.
But it's truly 2.5.
Well, it's not 2.5.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, okay, let's round
depends
it up.
Depends on who you wind up being.
I get the half.
It would be 2. It would be 2 if you don't want to give it 1.5.
Or the Padres, you lose that.
Or the Reds.
That's what Tim Kawakami alerted me to yesterday. If the Mets continue to Mets it up, and the Reds and the Giants are the teams that rise, the Giants right now have the tiebreaker over the Reds, but barely. Oh. So you may not have to worry about Mets.
Okay.
It may be the Reds, and I mean, so Arizona is working right now
while the Mets occupy that spot, but if they keep doing what they're doing,
sure, fine.
That's why I'm still comfortable saying it's a game and a half.
It is a game and a half.
They don't get that tiebreaker. I don't know that that tiebreaker is even going to be relevant. So they're a game
they
and a half.
They are just wild.
And let's see what, I mean, look, the challenge starts now. The Dodgers are in town.
No doubt.
So,
and Verlander's been their best pitcher over the last 2-3 weeks. Can I say that? Watching Ray and Webb battle, but man, he has been their best pitcher.
They're lining their best three up, but so are they. And let's go.
Did they get Ohtani?
Nope. They get Kershaw, Glasnow, and Yamamoto.
Yamamoto.
Wow. Casey Schmidt owns him.
So I got to believe Sunday night baseball, or has that gone away?
I don't even know. Right. Yeah, Sunday. I don't know if anybody.
They didn't have it last Sunday night.
Why would you go against the number one show in television?
Well, the WNBA is.
Well, why would. Hold on. That's my.
I don't mean to, like, get ahead of, put the cart before the horse. I heard you earlier, and it's like.
What is
and I thought about it, Goo. Like, could you. Like, if you're the WNBA, how could you do it so you don't infringe on the NBA finals or the start of the NFL season? You really are. Then you're talking about 44 games in like 65 days.
But if you do 10 a.m. tomorrow, college football, I'm watching regardless. That's not the beast that is the NFL. Like, they play. I'm watching. I got multiple screens. But dude, that just forget the Valkyries for 1 second. That's not the day, Kathy.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say something that I know nothing about.
Oh boy,
I bet you the demographic's not very similar.
That's interesting. You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah, and even though you purport to watch or that you were going to watch.
Come on, Johnny, I'm a TV. I can't say the word.
There is a baseball game at 4 o'clock our time Sunday.
Okay, who is
Red Sox and Yankees.
Shocker.
Red Sox and Yankees. Yeah. The Giants and Dodgers will be playing at 1:05.
That stinks.
Actually, it's kind of, for a Bay Area fan, if you want to look at it this way, Niners at 10, Giants at 1, Sunday Night Football at 5. It's kind of a good day. The Giants.
How about that Valkyrie game at 5?
Well, not two.
I got you.
You know, during halftime.
Hey, guys, it's September, and that's when rodents begin moving in, and if you hear scratching, it's already too late. Your home is their top pick, but a quick inspection now can give you weeks of headaches. ATCO Pest Control stops them before they get settled. Sealing entry points and removing active pests. Stop them before they settle in. Visit ATCOPestControl.com today and mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 15% off initial services. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Valkyries and Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Let's go.
Anxiety. Anxiety, which covers, like, literally everything. But I just wanted to share this story because it broke my heart for her, even though she conquered it. So I already shared with you. My daughter got her license today.
Awesome.
It's a buildup, obviously, that is, I mean, my gosh, right? Years go by and months, then it's days, and you're just fixated on this day. And what you know as a parent in the back of your head is, if this doesn't go well, we're just going to come back in 2 weeks. And you're going to be fine. You're going to get your license. It's kind of like how parents all obsess with when their kid takes their first steps. Is it 11 months or 13 months? Mm-hmm. Who cares? We're all going to walk. So I knew she's going to get her license. She's a very good driver. This girl, right before I get out of the car and, Johnny DMV gets in, is literally shaking. I mean, hyperventilation sensation.
Nervous,
man.
And just, like, couldn't breathe. And I'm just looking at her, and I'm like, you you've got this. Yeah. Biden also, what the hell do you say to a person? All the things that we say are the last thing you should say. Honey, calm down. No one wants to hear calm down. Yeah. Everybody hates calm. So I don't know. I felt for her, but then she snapped out of it. Like the guy sat down and dibs, yacked in. She yacked in and she got it. She got it done. She got it done. But I was just like, man, I wish that could have been less stressful for everybody. Stressful. Well, you feel like, dude, I feel wrung out to dry and it's only 2 o'clock.
Dude, look at him. For your baby girl.
I feel like I've had 3 days today.
And at her essence, she is a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Which my daughter's 3. I don't yet know what that's like. And Steiny, you've raised 3 of them. So there's a certain amount of that, I think, that's baked into the existence where that's just kind of par for the course, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah. I'll go.
Yeah, go.
Backdoor covers. And I'll just say this. Nobody has a gun to my head. I love gambling. I think it's my second job. People hate to hear that, but I love it. It is wagertainment.
Yep. Yeah, okay? Thank you.
And it's just funny how the powers to be know nothing comes easy. And last night, I'm watching the Redskins and Packers. I got the Packers -3.
Commanders.
It's a TKO. Commanders, help me out. It's a TKO, but then, oh, by the way, Uncle Backdoor reared its head, and the game comes down to the Commanders with a, oh, by the way, possession and a touchdown. We'll cash the ticket, and they'll lose by 2 instead of 3. And I just said to myself, goo. I said, D, why do you subject yourself to this? But all in all, I won. I wouldn't pour me a glass of my special juice. But it's like, why? The backdoor covers. How do they know? Well, nothing's easy in gambling.
Right.
It is right now. It is right now. All you have to do is ride the dibbers.
Dude, I'm 6-0.
6-0.
6-0.
To start the year.
Well, shame on our station because they should be it should be plastered out there. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, shame on all of them. And by them, I mean my teammates, because the whole bit is fade the dibber. And your boy is 6-0. So
that's why we changed the name.
Yeah, and Grandy faded me last night.
And did I?
What did you have?
No. Come down,
Green Bay. Hi, Green Bay.
I've been with you 4 of your 6 picks.
You sure have, buddy.
Okay.
Can you remember the other ones that you had?
Yeah, Chief.
So demeaning.
Give us some other ones real quick. Can you remember the Niners? Did you have Niners?
Yeah, I picked the Thursday, the Sunday, the Niners, and the Monday.
Yeah, Chargers over the Chiefs.
Okay.
He had the Thursday night
I
opener.
Had Chiefs.
Right. He had Philly or he had Dallas plus the 8.5.
Yep.
He had the Niner game. He had the Bills. Might have gotten away with one there. Then he had Vikings on Monday night, which also looked terrible in the first half.
Dead on arrival.
And then they came firing back.
So how do you like Niners -3?
I'll let you know. Stay tuned. I'll just say this as a little teaser. I've gone back and forth on that one a number of different times because you've got a backup quarterback against a backup quarterback.
And but is he your traditional backup with 52
Spencer
starts?
Rattler?
No, Mac Jones.
49 starts.
A 49.
And yeah, he is the backup. He was the backup in Jacksonville, and he's the backup now. And the other interesting thing is Spencer Rattler, he was the backup last year, and he went 0-6. So, and I have a full deep dive on the records of quarterbacks last year who were backups. How did those backup quarterbacks do last year? And the only one I didn't count was Russell Wilson, who he was the backup-ish.
Yeah, he was the starter.
He started, yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Justin started.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Justin did what he did, but, and then they went to Russell Wilson. So for me, that didn't feel like a true backup, but there were 18 teams, 17 if you don't count Pittsburgh, that needed a backup last year.
Mm.
17 of them, which means that 15 teams actually had their starter start every game. So, and just spoiler alert on the numbers I'll roll out later. Teams that need it, well, they're not good, but also the teams that needed a backup were almost all bad teams. Other than teams who were like, we're already set. You go ahead and start Willis. You go ahead and start, you know, Pickett and McKee.
Yeah.
You know, Philly had Jalen Hurts for 15 games, and like, you chill. He was a little bit dinged up, I think, but then they went to Kenny Pickett and whoever McKee. And they both went 2-0.
Tanner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he's still their backup.
Yep.
So, anyway, we'll get more into that.
This game is harder than I think.
No,
the world is giving it credit for this weekend.
We'll get there. Yep. What's bugging me is people who steal silverware from work.
Oh,
now, you can steal, if you steal somebody's food, then you're stealing from one person. It's not good. I don't condone it. And it sucks when you put your non-fat yogurt in there and your granola and it's gone. Your food got taken.
Oh, man.
Or your booze got taken. Yeah. Your Red Bull. Yeah. And that sucks. And I felt for you. People who steal silverware, that affects all of us. Because now what we have is no forks. So we've got plastic forks, and those get taken and used. So I'm down to grabbing a plastic fork and washing it.
Oh boy,
that's where we are here.
You got to bring a fork,
in
man.
This building.
You got to bring a fork.
To get
I will
it stolen?
Bring a fork.
Yeah, start bringing a fork. I bring a fork because I'm not, I don't
I
know
bring
what
a
the
fork.
Hell. Yeah. Bring a fork.
Right now,
it's kind of like.
I'm bringing plastic and I'm washing plastic.
It's kind of like Krook at the ball game. Bring a glove, get a ball.
Yeah.
Bring a fork, get a meal.
Bring a plastic fork, still
well,
get a meal.
Steal stuff
and
at
wash
work,
it.
Man. How do you feel confident that you ain't going to get popped?
I still think that the stealing food out of the fridge is worse because that's like, you know.
But that affects one person.
But you know. Like, I think people.
But when
you steal
a fork, you're like.
I think people do it on accident. I really
do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you got your fork, and then you put it in your bag, and then you get home, and you're like, ah, crap, I took a fork from work. But I'll wash
Nobody
it and bring it back,
it.
And then you
yeah.
don't
but
wash
you don't
it and bring
wash
it,
it
no.
and you don't bring
you
it back.
You wash it, but it ends up in your drawer, and it's just, it's an accident.
Yeah. Stealing food is an individualized crime. Stealing silverware affects all of us. That's what's bugging me.
Stealing food, last thing, stealing food a fireable offense if you get caught?
No. No, you can get written up. I mean, fireable offense?
You're eating some, I mean, you're stealing.
It is an odd thing to do. You know
with
it's
people
not
you
yours.
See every day.
It could be something you thought was yours. You don't know that.
I mean, what
somebody
I mean,
going
is.
In there and being like, I think that this Tupperware with baked ziti in it is mine.
Oh, man,
like,
look
you
at that steak.
Is that my casserole? Yeah. I can't remember. I'm going to eat it and find out.
Yep. Hi, Steiny.
What's bothering me?
That's what's bugging you.
Yeah.
It's based on a pest control, so the bug part of it's critical.
Yeah. Well, what's bothering me now?
Okay.
What's bugging me is
brought to you by ATCO.
Corporations.
Yeah. Oh boy. Not this one, I hope. Oof.
No, this one's the latest, all of them.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had all the money that I've lost not doing expense reports, and I could have that money right now. I could retire. Lost a lot of money over the years with expense reports. A dirty little company, Concur. You familiar with Concur?
I do Concur constantly.
Yeah.
My expense report.
Money? Yeah, it
actually,
used to be.
The expense report I just submitted for the Red and Gold Summit, the payment's already in. The payment is in.
Back in the day when corporations had any kind of integrity, they would give their employees company credit cards. Mm. It would say, Matthew Steinmetz, Contra Costa Times, Matthew Steinmetz, McClatchy News Service. And then when you had a company expense, it would go right on the card. Now you have to use your own card, okay? It's impossible to keep track of everything. It takes forever, most places. You have to do it 17 different times if you make one little mistake. And I can't stand corporations because for whatever reason, they're all cheap now and they just don't give you a company credit card to put that crap on. And now, just for a little summit that we put in extra work for, I don't know, Dibs, what was it, about $102?
Something like that.
Yeah, $102. Why don't you just burn it out of my wallet? Because I'll never see it.
It took me about 8 minutes to submit. And, you know, once you do it, it becomes almost like muscle memory where it's the mileage. And then you click on the map. You download the map. You add the map to your receipt.
Which means
you
that compute. Company credit card wouldn't have helped you on this one anyway.
What do you mean?
The biggest expense is mileage. And you can't put that on a card. You just got to put it into the system, like Dibs is saying.
Okay, and Back in the day, when I got my company credit card, you would fill out a line and it would say mileage.
Right.
Five. Coliseum.
This is the
same, and then they would give you them.
But it's the same thing now.
It's on a computer.
Right.
So and it's the part.
Just type
is it
in?
Part of the expense report?
Yeah.
Exactly, Mark. Exactly.
Just give me your computer. I'll do it.
Did you fill one out for the summit?
Of course.
I didn't.
Of course. And you're wrong about, I heard, that's the one part of the show I heard. What? You were making fun of people who put them in because you're like, I miss me with the $14. I'm like, it's more than 14.
I make the deals when they say, maybe I need to double back or I probably missed the boat.
I think you're going
to
need to mix money.
I mean, gas.
Concord.com.
Mileage.
I know how to use it too.
What else
did mileage and tolls and parking.
Yeah.
But parking was free.
Yep. Actually,
there was no toll.
Here it is. I had to pay to park because I didn't
do this.
Because you didn't read your text message.
Because I didn't know where the valet was.
He was at Bloomingdale. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right, I'm going now because I'm getting more annoyed by everything. All right. 95.7.
Yeah. Have a great show. I'm listening for the pick, Dibs.
Okay. All right. Yeah, ride the Dibbers.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.